2012 is the end written in stone. Many people today expect global disaster to occur in the year 2012. Should you be concerned? Ed Dickerson examines the evidence. Your narrator is Bert Williams. In December 2012, at the winter solstice, when the Sun and the Earth precisely align with the galactic equator, it will come to an end. Its beginning points back to a time 5 centuries before the pyramids, 1,500 years before the Exodus. The midpoint came around the time Daniel spent a night in the lion's den. 2 full millennia have passed since the birth of Christ, and still the long count continues. But now, according to the Mayan long count calendar, the end of this world cycle is in sight. You may wonder what difference it makes. After all, aren't the Mayans long gone? Actually, although the Maya civilization came to an end long before Columbus's first voyage, the Maya as a people still exist in Central America. I discovered this personally some years ago when, as a young man, I bargained with an Indian woman over the price of some woolen capes at a marketplace in Chichicastenango, Guatemala. As we haggled, I slowly realized that her Spanish was no better than my own few words. Later I learned that she spoke Quiche, one of the Mayan dialects that still live in the mountains of Central America. A few weeks later, walking through the vast complex of Mayan buildings at Copan, Honduras, I found it impossible not to be impressed with the achievements of this people who lived so long ago. I also understood why some people would credit them with prophetic insight. The magnificent structures, including temples, were vast, man-made mountains of stone aligned precisely with the movements of the sun. There was a ball court with its stone goal ring where victory and defeat determined who would be sacrificed to the gods and who would live. I saw stelae, their rectangular columns taller than a man, intricately carved with images of great leaders and covered with numbers representing dates. Always dates. The Mayans were obsessed with time. The Maya civilization emerged around 500 BC, and it dominated Mesoamerica for centuries. Yet nearly everything we know about them came to light during the last century. The Maya kept records on tree bark, which they formed into books by folding the leaves accordion style. But their great cities were abandoned, their civilization replaced by the Aztecs and others before the arrival of the Spanish. Unfortunately, most of their books were destroyed by Cortes and the priests that accompanied him during the Spanish conquest in AD 1519. Only 4 of these ancient Mayan books are known to exist today. With the books gone, most of the remaining evidence of their civilization exists in stone carvings lost in the jungles of Mesoamerica. It wasn't until the 20th century that explorers for the Wrigley Company, seeking sources of chicle for chewing gum, stumbled upon the remnants of Maya civilization overgrown by rainforests. Lacking the knowledge contained in the lost books, archaeologists faced the task of reconstructing the history and culture of the Mayas based on the stone carvings in these ruins. Unfortunately, many of these structures had been defaced by time and nature, and some had even crumbled and been scattered. It took time to piece together these carvings, discover their meaning, and assemble a picture of the ancient Mayan culture. But then the Maya people would have appreciated that. The Mayas saw time as an ever-changing river, not of water but of energy, ebbing and flowing, full of cross-currents and eddies, making a sort of music as it flowed along. Their weeks, which consisted of 13 days, were known as tones. For the Maya, dates designated both a point in time and the energy signature of the universe at any one point in time. Their fascination with time led them to devise at least 17 calendars, many of them far more accurate even than the Gregorian calendar we use today. Viewing time as a river of energy, the Mayas considered their calendars to be prophetic, describing the energy state of the universe past, present, and future. and they took a long view, a very long view. The Mayan sacred calendar, called the Solkan, consisted of the 26,000-year cycle of the Pleiades that was then condensed into 260 days. The 260-day Solkan used 13 numbers or tones and 20 glyphs, which represented various things in the real world. Children were named after the tone and glyph of their birth, such as one monkey or 12 storm. The Mayas believed that the day of a person's birth was the day he stepped into the river of time, and it described who he was and defined his relationship to the universe. This sacred calendar is still being used for divination by the traditional Maya, all over the Yucatan, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras. But the calendar exciting all the interest these days is the Mayan long count calendar. 20 days in this calendar made a weenal, the Maya equivalent of a month. 18 weenals made a tun, the Mayan civil year of 360 days. 20 years made a katun, and 20 katuns made a baktun. After 13 baktuns, that is 5,200 years, the numbers reset. At that time, in the Mayan view, the level of energy changed and the world with it. And while the tones and glyphs repeat, the Mayas believed they did so at a higher energy level each time. This would be similar to the musical notes on a piano. Starting at middle C and progressing up the scale, every eighth white key is another C, an octave higher, vibrating exactly twice as fast as the previous C. On the long count Mayan calendar, every baktun is a new octave. The long count calendar began its cycles, its first baktun, in the year 3114 BC. So the energy has been building up for a very long time. According to Maya belief, at the end of the 13th baktun, this cycle of the world's history will come to an end, and the discharge of that accumulated energy will occur at the winter solstice on or about December 21, 2012. You have no doubt heard about the year 2012, when cataclysmic and apocalyptic events are predicted to occur, possibly precipitating the end of the world. Numerous books have been written about 2012, and Hollywood has produced a science fiction film called 2012, We Were Warned, that's set for release in early November this year. It depicts global disaster on a massive scale, and it's all based on the Maya long count calendar. Surely the sophistication and complexity of Mayan mathematics, they were the first to discover and use the digit zero, by the way, make their predictions difficult to ignore. And for all our differences from the Maya, we moderns share a fascination with the future and a desire to control events, or failing that, at least to foresee them. Theories abound as to what may happen on December 21, 2012. John Major Jenkins proposes that the sun and the earth will be aligned with the foot of the dark rift, a band of black dust clouds that the Maya called Tsibalbabe, or the Black Road. Jenkins believes this marks the precise center of the Milky Way galaxy, and when the alignment takes place, it will result in a profound spiritual shift for humanity. The time wave zero theory of the late Terence McKenna proposes that on December 21, 2012, novelty will reach its maximum and anything and everything imaginable will happen simultaneously. Other theories include the notion that cosmic vibrations will raise us to a higher level of consciousness, perhaps even altering our DNA, that the Earth's magnetic field will reverse, and even that the Earth will collide with a planet called Nibiru, which astronomers deny exists. How does all this relate to the Bible's prediction of the end? Actually, there are some similarities. The Old Testament book of Joel, using imagery the Mayas would have recognized, warns of wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood, Joel 2, verses 30 and 31. Jesus declared that at the end of the world, there will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Luke 21, verses 11 and 25. Nor will all of these miraculous signs originate with God. Paul warned the Thessalonians that the work of Satan will be displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. And Revelation depicts a false prophet who is empowered to perform great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men in order to deceive the inhabitants of the earth. Revelation 13, verses 13 and 14. Will all of this take place at the end of the long count calendar? Certainly, we would all like to know. The 12 disciples asked Jesus directly, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Matthew 24, verse 3. In his reply, Jesus warned, "Watch out that no one deceives you," verse 4. Then, after describing a series of events close to the end, Jesus declared, "When you see all these things, you know that my return is near, right at the door," verse 33. And many Bible students agree that we live in the times described by Jesus, that his return is indeed near, right at the door. But what about December 21, 2012? Jesus also cautioned us that no one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father, verse 36. Therefore keep watch, he said, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him, verses 42 and 44. Notice that Jesus said neither we nor even the angels in heaven know when he will return. So, if the angels do not know the time, then neither did the ancient Maya priests and astrologers who devised the long count calendar. The long count calendar of the Maya, with its precise calculation of the positions of the heavenly bodies over a span of more than 5,000 years, is a remarkable human achievement, but it is not prophetic. The Maya demonstrated great knowledge about mathematics, but God determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name, Psalm 147, verse 4. The Maya may have observed the Pleiades and based a calendar on their movements, but God is the maker of the Bear and Orion, the Pleiades and the constellations, Job 9, verse 9. Will the world as we know it end? Certainly. Will it end on December 12, 2012, as some believe the long count calendar predicts? Probably not. It is God who set the planets and stars on their courses. He determines their movements. They do not determine his. But the Bible is clear. We know that his coming is near, even at the door, and that in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. Hebrews 10:37.
This article was recorded in the studios of Christian Record Services for the Blind.